The National Broadcasting Company interrupts all of its programs to bring you a special bulletin. Here is a bulletin from Washington. The National Telephone Workers Union has voted tonight to call a nationwide strike of its 250,000 members. The union president says the time and manner of the strike has not yet been set. This bulletin came to you from the NBC newsroom in New York. Keep tuned to your NBC station for the later news.
The makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee bring you the Charlie McCarthy Show. This is Ken Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Snerd, Charles Kemper, and our guest for this Sunday, Chester Morris. And here's Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Oh, dear, dear.
Well, hello, Charlie.
Well, if it isn't good, kind, helpful old Bergen.
Yeah.
My true pal.
Well, that's nice of you, Charlie, and I thank you. Now, wait a minute. Why all this obvious flattery? You're just wasting your time, young man.
Well, I always say, when I need help, I know I can always get it from Bergen.
Well?
Well, nearly always. Hardly ever.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Charlie. No more money this week.
Well, relax, Bergen. This time, I only want to touch your heart, not your pocketbook.
Oh, I see. Well, then you must be in trouble.
No, no. I'm not in trouble. I'm just asking you to say a kind word for a true friend, sir.
Well, Charlie, I'm sorry I misjudged you.
Yes, you did.
Who is this friend?
It's Skinny Dugan.
Oh, Skinny Dugan.
Yeah. He's in a jam, poor kid. They may send him to reform school.
Reform school?
Yeah. You know, Junior Stir.
Yeah. Well, you and Skinny have been friends a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, good old Skinny. He's my pal.
Your pal?
Yeah, the rat.
Yeah.
I think I'd be the same around here without him to help me get in trouble.
No. Well, what do you want me to do, Charlie?
Well, we need a respectable witness to testify for Skinny.
I see.
So, when they call on you, don't tell them that you're a ventriloquist, huh?
All right. Well, for your sake, I will do what I can for Charlie, for Skinny.
That's right. Now, make up your mind.
Yes. Sure.
I'm Charlie.
Yes, I know, yeah.
Do you want to sit on my knee?
No.
I am almost alone up here.
No, you're not. I will do what I can for Skinny.
Now you've got it.
Yes.
And I certainly appreciate that.
Yeah.
You're a true blue friend, Mr. Bergen, and I thank you from the bottom of my gizzard.
But first I will have to know what Skinny did.
Well, you know the truant officer.
You mean Mr. Ramshackle?
That's the one, yes. Well, Skinny wrote him an anonymous note that said, if you want to catch a meeting of prominent hooky players, look in the end boxcar at the east side of the freight yards at 2:50.
And he caught Skinny.
No. After Mr. Ramshackle got in the freight car...
Yes.
Fool that he was. confusion set in.
I see.
And as fate would have it, the door on the car accidentally... slammed shut. Sorta. Shall we say sorta? Locking him in just as the train pulled out. Sorta, yeah.
What kind of a car was he locked in?
Well, you might call it a sort of a passenger car. For hogs.
For hogs? Oh.
He was among friends.
Yeah, all right, now, Charlie. I don't like the looks of this, Charlie. What happened to poor Mr. Ramshackle?
Must you know?
I'm afraid so.
Well, you've heard of the Chicago Stockyards.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That's where our hero eventually arrived. tired but unhappy.
I imagine so. Good heavens, he must have been terribly angry.
Angry? He was hog wild.
Yeah.
But you ain't heard the best part of it yet.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, to get out of the car, the hogs had to go down a chute into a bath of sheep dip.
Oh, no, no. Well, not Mr. Ramshackle, too.
Well, Natch.
Oh, no.
What's good enough for the hogs is good enough for him. He was dunked like a donut,
is it? That awful-smelling stuff?
Yes, he was a victim of circumstance.
Yes, all right. Well, I'm awfully sorry for Mr. Ramshackle.
Yes, me too. Ha, ha, ha.
Well, this is no laughing matter, Charlie. Frankly, it looks very bad for Skinny.
Yeah?
Unless he can prove the freight door, the car door closed, you know, accidentally.
Yeah, well, I'm positive it did. It really did.
It did?
Yes, it did. I saw it with my own eye.
Hmm?
Yeah. I mean, Skinny told me.
Skinny told you?
Yeah.
I see. Yes. You know, Charlie, I think you were there all the time. Were you?
No, no, sir. No, sir, I was not.
All right.
No, sir. And furthermore, I got away before anybody... That did it.
Yes, yes, I thought so. Now, just how did it happen that you were there at the exact time of this accident?
Well, Well, there is such a thing as coincidence. Huh? Or is that a little too corny?
Yeah, I'm afraid. Yeah. I still can't understand how Skinny was seen and recognized and you weren't.
Well, the darn fool didn't wear a handkerchief over his face like I told him to.
Oh-ho! I see. I might have known it. You thought up this whole ingenious scheme, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Genius will out, won't it?
Yeah, yeah. I suppose you realize what will happen to you if I tell the authorities what I know about it.
Yes, Mr. Bergen, I do. But you won't tell them.
Huh?
You won't tell them. Oh, won't I?
No.
Then why?
Because I ain't going to tell what I know about your income tax report you just filed.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Ray Noble and his orchestra give us Ray's special arrangement of that new tune, Atlanta, GA. You call it coffee. By the pound, it's Chase and Sanborn. That's the easy way to remember how to get what you want. In your cup, you're after flavor, so you ask for Chase and Sanborn in the store. Coffee, of course, is the household word for a food that's entirely unique. Its fragrance is different, delightful, appetizing. Its flavor, a thing apart. With other food, as you eat, and the second cup after, all spell complete satisfaction. By the cup, you call it coffee. By the pound, it's Chase and Sanborn. It's the byword for coffee, the standard of excellence established by millions for 82 years. And today, the word coffee means Chase and Sanborn to more people than ever before. All over the country, this superb blend is filling cups with all the flavor they can possibly hold. Make the most of this grand opportunity. In the store, use the buy word for coffee. Ask for delicious Chasen Sandbar.
Hello, Mr. Bergen.
Well, hello, Mortimer.
Hello.
What are you doing with that pencil and paper there?
Well, I'm writing a letter to Grant the Snurd.
Oh, I see.
Yep. I'm telling him I'm coming home.
Oh, I see. Well, I certainly enjoyed having you at our house for the holidays.
Well?
Yes.
Oh. Glad you enjoyed yourself. Yep. I want you to come again anytime.
Yeah. Well, I'm not visiting you. You were visiting me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
How long are you going to stay?
No, Mortimer. I hope you will come and visit us again sometime.
Well, thank you. When?
Anytime.
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh. Well, how about now?
Now, yeah.
Save me the trouble of going clear home.
Yes, it will, won't it? But aren't you homesick?
I can stay where I'm...
Hmm? I say, aren't you homesick?
No. I'm Mortimer.
Yeah. Well, let's get back to this letter.
Yeah.
I'll help you.
Well, thank you.
First, you put down, Dear Grandpa.
Yeah, Dear Grandpa.
Yeah. And colon.
Hmm?
Colon.
Okay. How many K's in colon?
No.
Huh?
No, Mortimer, a colon is two dots, one over the other.
Oh, one over the other, yeah, two dots, yeah. How do you know which one goes on top?
Oh, it doesn't. Doesn't make any difference.
Oh, that's slipshod, that is. Yeah, all right. Dear Grandpa.
That's fine. Now you indent.
Hmm?
Move over a little.
Boy.
Why?
I'm comfortable here.
All right.
Oh, darn this pencil.
Well, that pencil you're using is no good.
Oh.
Try this one.
Oh, thank you.
This has an eraser on the end of it.
Well, what I need is a pencil with a brain on the end of it.
Now, what are you going to say next?
Well, see, Dear Grandpa.
Yeah.
Dear Grandpa. I am feeling fine.
Oh, that's so commonplace.
Well.
Yeah.
Well,
say something different.
Yeah, I'll say something different. Yeah. Dear Grandpa, I ain't feeling so good lately.
No. That's terrible penmanship.
Well, looks like chicken tracks, don't it?
Yeah. I don't think Grandpa Snurd will know what you've written.
Well, don't make much difference because he can't read anyway.
Well, if Grandpa can't read anything, you writing him this letter is just plain silly.
No.
Why, of course. No point in writing a letter.
No?
No.
Telegram?
No, not a telegram either. Mortimer, how can you be so stupid?
Oh, it's easy once you put your mind to it.
Oh, Ray, I filed my income tax yesterday, and I'm afraid I've made a mistake.
Oh. Well, don't worry. Mexico is such a delightful place this time of year.
No, Ray, this is serious. No.
Oh.
Filing an incorrect tax return is a penitentiary offense.
Oh, well, you certainly don't want to offend a penitentiary, do you?
No. Oh, these taxes, you know, they're a terrible headache.
Oh, aren't they? Yes. You know, I've come to the conclusion, old chap, that these days a person just can't afford to make a living.
No, I don't know. I'll tell you one thing, it's caused me to lose a lot of sleep lately.
Well, listen, Edgar, why don't you go down to the federal building tomorrow and correct your mistake?
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm going
simple,
to do.
Yeah.
Yes. But I dread it.
What's the matter, Bergen?
Well, Charlie, my tax problems just wear me out.
They do?
Yes. I think I better lie down.
He'll use any excuse to lie down.
Yeah. Oh, Charlie, what's wrong with Mr. Bergen?
Oh, nothing, Anita. His mind is just a little overtaxed.
Oh, that's too bad. Maybe if I sing something, it will relax you, Mr. Bergen.
Oh, thanks, Anita. You know, I think that would help, yes.
Okay, Bergen, now close him little itty-bitty blue eyes and listen to the itty-bitty music. He's such a baby. Sing, Anita, sing.
I'm always chasing rainbows, watching clouds drifting by. My schemes are just like all my dreams, clouds drifting by. My schemes are just like all my dreams, ending in the sky. I always look and find the
beautiful. And I think it helped Bergen, too. Look, he's asleep.
Gee, I wonder what he's dreaming about.
Dollars to donuts, it's dollars.
Mr. Tax Collector, it wasn't invasion. It was an oversight. It's not invasion, an oversight. Not invasion, an oversight. Not invasion, an oversight. Not invasion, oversight. Not invasion, oversight.
Higher brackets, lower brackets, everything is full of brackets. When you pay withholding tax, you have to give us all the facts.
If in doubt about deductions, just be sure you read instructions. Look on separate Schedule D, gains and losses you will see.
If there's more you want to know, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Rackety, 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 racks. We're the boys who collect the tax.
You missed us!
I beg your pardon, sir. Is this the office of tax collector? I want to explain an oversight.
Get back in line!
But I've been here for 3 hours.
That'll be $5 for parking overtime.
Yes.
Oh, please don't beat me anymore. Don't beat me. I didn't mean to do it.
What's the matter with him?
They found a penny in his pocket.
Well, maybe I better come back tomorrow.
Oh, no, you don't.
Aspirin tablets. Get some nice fresh aspirin tablets.
Now, what is it you want?
Well, I'd like to see the boss.
Okay.
All for Chester Morris. All for Chester Morris.
This is Chester, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you from the Department of Internal Revenue.
I'm Edgar Bergen, and I came here to see about my income tax.
All right, start lying.
You... Say, you know, you favor Boston Blackie.
Now listen, I'm a tax collector, and I don't favor anybody.
No, sir, no. Well, it seems that on my tax return, I made a slight mistake.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, sign this confession.
Yeah, well...
Who's your next of kin?
You...
I am. I'm Charlie McCarthy.
Charlie, is that really you?
Oh, come now, Bergen. Surely you recognize your cute little $400 exemption? No.
What are you doing here?
Well, don't look so pale. I haven't told him anything. Yet.
Yeah, no.
Say, who are you?
Oh, he works for me. You see, I'm a comedian.
Remember, you're under oath.
Yes, sir.
Now look here, Mr. Brogan.
Yeah, the name is Bergen.
It's Brogan. We never make mistakes.
Brogan. Now, I didn't... The thing
yes,
was about...
and stop grumbling about paying taxes.
Yes, sir.
You know, we need taxes to build schools.
Build schools?
Mm-hmm.
You mean you encourage that sort of thing?
Now, quiet, you.
Yes, your revenue ship.
Now, just what is this item of $250, losses in oil?
Well, that was hair oil, sir. Yeah.
I see. Did you dabble in hair oil?
Dabble in hair oil? He used so much oil, he kept slipping out of bed at night.
Well, look who's here to pay his tax. Hello, lassie.
He's taking on a little weight, hasn't he? Get away from me, you're barking up the wrong tree. I wish I hadn't said that.
Yeah.
Look the way he's scratching.
Yes, I... I guess Uncle Sam's not the only one who's putting the bite on him.
Yeah.
Well, Lassie, so now you have to pay income tax, huh?
First it was Lassie come home, now it's Lassie come across.
This money is your entire income for last year? Okay. Here's your change. You get 5 cents back.
Yes! Oh. Poor Lassie, he leads a man's life, doesn't he?
I say, pardon me, is this the income tax department?
Yes.
I'd like to arrange for a charge account.
Now, just a minute, I was here first.
Oh, please stop interrupting, Mr. Brogan.
Yeah, that's telling him, Mr. Noble.
I say, you know, this tax form is so confusing it's enough to drive a person crazy.
Well, you filled out the wrong form.
Oh?
Yes, that's the form we send to Republicans.
You know, the thing I can't understand is how I pay tax when I haven't earned it yet.
Well, that's what we call pay as you go.
But I'm not going anywhere.
You are if you don't pay.
Well, then perhaps you can help me. You see, in England, money is figured in pounds, shillings, and pence.
Well, that's easy. We'll take the pounds and the shillings.
Oh, you're going to let me keep my pence?
You'll lose them if you don't shut up.
What's this deduction?
Oh, that, well, I paid $100 for a personality course.
I see. Well, we list that under the heading of total loss.
Well, of course, I wasn't particularly happy with the results either.
Say, aren't you Roy Noble, the composer?
More or less.
Yes. And didn't you write The Very Thought of You?
Yes. And good night, sweetheart. Yeah.
Good night, dear.
Now, I came here on business.
Yes, Mr. Bergen?
The name is Brogan.
Now, wait a minute. I demand to be treated like a taxpayer.
Do you think you're strong enough?
I resent your attitude. I insist on seeing one who's thoroughly familiar with the income tax problems
well,
here.
Well, why didn't you say so? Yeah. I'll call the head of our legal department.
Yes, please.
Oh, Professor Kemper.
Oh, yes, sir. At your service. Salutations and felicitations. Pull up your fiduciary and sit down.
I'd like to know what deductions I'm allowed for losses on Schedule C.
Certainly, sir. Yes. I'll read Section 36 in the Book of Instructions.
Yes.
It says, slowly she slipped her soft, smooth arm around his neck.
What's that?
Say, this is the wrong schedule.
Say, listen, Fountainhead. You ought to be called on account of rain.
Yeah.
Who did you inherit that speech from?
My father. He manufactures fire extinguishers.
Oh. Well, you're the spitting image.
I don't believe you know anything at all about taxes.
Oh, don't get so sarcastic. I spent 7 years in school making scientific studies with income taxes.
How did you come out?
In a straitjacket, silly. So long, citizen.
There are personal advantages to you in this suggestion. Just see how it applies in your home. At mealtime, between times, every time you make coffee or replenish your supply, remember, by the cup you call it coffee, by the pound it's Chase and Sanborn. There's a world of assurance for you in that simple statement, because you have a standard, an ideal of what every cup of coffee should be. You know the aroma, color, flavor, and effect of what you call coffee. It's different from anything else on the table at mealtime. And between meals, it has a place of its own, a lift, a boost to help you get things done. By the cup, you call it coffee. By the pound, it's Chase and Sanborn. The experience of millions established that standard of excellence through the past 82 years. And more people prefer Chase and Sanborn coffee today than ever before. There's no reason to take anything less. So let your grocer know that Chase and Sanborn is your coffee. Be with us again next Sunday when Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Stern, and all of us will have as our guest Rita Hayworth. This week, when you're buying coffee, think of us and ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee. Coffee made to serve in times like these. And be sure and listen to the Fred Allen Show immediately following this program. Chester Morris can be seen in the Columbia production One Way to Love. This is Ken Carpenter speaking to you from the Pasadena Playhouse, Pasadena, California. You want some quick, easy desserts that'll go over big with your family? Then get Royal.
Royal desserts taste more delicious. Say, 8 out of every 10.
Yes, 1,526 Royal users told why they always want Royal, and
Royal desserts taste more delicious. Said 8 out of every 10.
Royal butterscotch pudding with its mellow, mouth-watering butterscotch flavor got special mention from many. So rich and satisfying, they said. Tastes like mother's, and it's so easy to make. Takes no sugar. Try luscious Royal chocolate pudding and Royal vanilla pudding, too. Remember,
Royal desserts taste more delicious. Say 8 out of every 10.
No wonder women buy more Royal puddings than any other kind. Tangy, tempting Royal gelatin desserts are big favorites, too. Yes, it pays to get Royal, for
Royal desserts taste more delicious. Yes, Royal desserts taste more delicious. Say 8 out of every 10.
This is NBC, the national...